May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. I had a delightful moment this week when having lunch with an older friend. We were talking about how we had first come to Massachusetts and discovered that we had both attended the same college, sharing similar experiences of going far from home and family into a challenging academic setting, 40 years apart. Knowing more about someone or something draws us closer to those people or to those areas of interest, don't you think? We may discover connections and nuance we had not noticed before. And so today, we have an old friend, Psalm 23. Let's read it together. We just sang it, but let's read it. The Lord is my shepherd. I shall not be in want. He makes me lie down in green pastures and leads me beside still waters. He revives my soul and guides me along right pathways for his name's sake. Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I shall fear no evil, for you are with me. Your rod and your staff, they comfort me. You spread a table before me in the presence of those who trouble me. You have anointed my head with oil, and my cup is running over. Surely your goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Those words are some of the most beloved and familiar in all of Scripture. The Lord is my shepherd. We hear it today on the fourth Sunday of Easter, typically called Good Shepherd Sunday. And we hear it most frequently at funerals. I often encourage families to choose it for a funeral service, as almost everybody knows the words, whether they have ever set foot in a church or a synagogue. The words are just out there in our world, and they're comforting and hopeful. And many of us have it memorized and can pray the psalm as needed. In its familiarity, it has become like the Lord's Prayer or the Hail Mary or the Jesus Prayer, words deeply in our hearts, available to us almost without thinking. How lovely. But let's spend a few moments this morning learning a few things about this beloved friend. First, the metaphor of the shepherd. Jesus calls himself the Good Shepherd in the Gospel text, and his listeners would have understood him to mean not only the agrarian idea of a shepherd literally herding actual sheep, but they also would have heard a reference to a king, to a leader. Political leaders in the ancient Near East were often referred to as shepherds, and the expectation was that they would protect, care for, and tend to the needs of their people. So when Jesus says he is the Good Shepherd, and the psalmist sings of the Lord as my shepherd, we are to hear about almighty power, great love, unfailing care. There's a beautiful hymn, but I'm sorry we're not singing this morning, that's my fault, that captures this. The King of love, my shepherd is, whose goodness faileth never. I nothing lack if I am his, and he is mine forever. You know it. The psalm offers comfort with the assurance that God is present with us through all the moments of our lives, not just the shepherd, but the king. Second point. We are 4 weeks into the Easter season, but not so far away from the words of Psalm 22 that we heard during Holy Week. You'll remember the first verse. My God, why have you forsaken me? Why have you forsaken me and been so far from my cries of distress? Psalm 22, sort of the iconic psalm of lament. So I don't think it's an accident that right after 22 comes 23. And 23 can be heard as the answering word of deliverance to the mournful cry of distress in Psalm 22. And if you read them together, I suggest you do that first thing when you get home, it'll make some sense. You can see how they work together. Now, one of the things we know, even with 22 and its beautiful answer in 23, we know that suffering and evil continue to exist alongside this assurance of God's presence and care proclaimed in the psalm. Commentator Elizabeth Mead writes, "Divine deliverance does not mean that evil is eradicated. Indeed, it is still in the presence of enemies that the psalmist sits down at God's table. There's no suggestion here that enemies have become friends. But Psalm 23 insists that we can trust in deliverance in the midst of evil. The deliverance is true and it's real." Friends, I think this is also our Easter message. The resurrection of Jesus happens in the midst of our real lives where evil and suffering and pain continue to exist. We are fearful and struggling individually, in community, in our nation, and in the world. But both the psalmist and our resurrection news offer us the truth that whatever preys upon us, individually and as communities, we are not defeated because God is with us. God is with us. Imagine if we lived as if we really knew this, as if we really feared no evil, because our trust is in God. Imagine where no longer being driven by fear might take us. Imagine if we, the vulnerable flock, knew ourselves forever to be pursued by the goodness and mercy of God. That word at the very end in the last verse is the way we read it says, "Goodness and mercy shall follow me," but the actual word translated from the Hebrew is pursued. God will pursue us with goodness and mercy, not just follow along, will pursue us to bring that to us. And I think about the image of the table spread before us in the presence of enemies. And I think about enemies or those things that trouble us as everything. This table is spread in the presence of all the things and people and ideas and illnesses and pain that trouble us. And I see this table, the meal we are about to share. This table is spread with bread and wine, the body and blood of the one who says, "I am the good shepherd, and I lay down my life for you, that you might have everlasting life. I give myself to you in love. I am the shepherd. I am the king. I am the food of life. I am the bread of heaven. Feast here. Stay near to me always in this way, in your prayers and in your life, for I am with you always. I want to close with a little prayer. It's thanks to Jim Clark. Wise and loving shepherd, you guide your people in the ways of your truth, leading us through the waters of baptism and nourishing us with the food of eternal life. Keep us in your mercy, and so guide us through the perils of evil and death, that we may know your joy at the heart of all things, both now and forever.